guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you doing on this beautiful summer day? If you are thinking about working on your house, or if you are already deep into a project, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do. We are here to help you, to guide you, to give you tips, ideas, inspiration, to avoid the perspiration when it comes time to fixing up your home sweet home. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone. Call us at 1-888 Money Pit with your question, your DIY dilemma, your decorating challenge, your organizational challenge, your storage challenge, or your dream project to get done to your house. Whatever you need to do to make your house the best it can possibly be, we are here to help. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you could post your questions online at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, improving your bathroom is one of the best ways to add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those improvements have to be really expensive, well, think again. There are lots of ways to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank. We're going to share bath updates you can get done for under $100 in just a bit.
And if you're looking for some more storage space, finishing an attic is a popular remodeling project that does deliver a great return on investment if you do it right. So we're going to walk you through the options.
And entryways like mudrooms and foyers are used by every member of the family, not to mention your guests. We're going to share some cool organizational ideas for getting all those spaces under control. Tell you what to do with those shoes, umbrellas, jackets, and stuff. Get them off the floor.
All right. Well, they always end up on the floor.
Nonetheless. Well, at least you'll know where to put them, Leslie, when the kids drop them there.
But first, guys, we want to hear what you are working on. So give us a call. Let us know how we can help you finish up your summer projects and get ready for those fall ones. We are standing by 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a universal design project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a daughter who's 21 years old, and we need some help when it comes to bathing her. We're looking at doing a bathroom addition onto her room, but we don't even know really how to get started. Do we need to consult with an architect on the design advice? She's homebound, medically fragile, 100% disabled, and we just are looking at some advice on how to even get started to meet her needs so that we only have to do this one time.
Is a tub situation easier for you, or is a shower?
Probably a shower.
Okay, because there are the tubs with the doors that open. It depends on how difficult it would be to sort of move her from chair to seated tub position. You know, it just depends on how comfortable you are with the bathing situation, if you want to get in there and get wet. But Tom and I have actually done a lot of work with Universal Design and are quite familiar with some of the processes.
Well, that's right. And I do think it's a good idea to use a certified kitchen and bath designer. And that's somebody who's going to be specializing in universal design. You're going to ask specifically for someone that has that talent, because they're going to be up to speed on the best products that are out there for your particular situation and be able to recommend appropriately. And you're going to get a bathroom that actually looks nice and functions well for you. I would not call a standard remodeling contractor, because the remodeling contractor will say, yeah, I understand, I know what to do. And you know what? They just don't, because it's very specialized. In fact, some years ago, Leslie, didn't the AARP have a special certification program for contractors and architects that were working with Universal Design situations?
They did. It was through the Home Builders Association, and they had a special course that you could take to become certified as, you know, a Universal Design specialist. So you might want to start with the AARP's website just to find some recommendations of folks in your area who are certified. I believe it was called the CAPS. Certified Aging in Place Specialist Program. And, you know, even though that's not necessarily your need, it has similar associations. So you might want to start there as far as just trying to find somebody who can help you find the right products, because you want something that looks good. You don't want it to feel like a hospital. You want it to function, and you want it to be done right the first time.
They have a lot of resources for Universal Design, probably the best collection anywhere online is on the AARP website. You simply click on the home and family section and then home improvement, and you'll find a lot there. They also have a section on livable communities, because the, you know, Universal Design just makes sense for folks of any age, whether you are a senior citizen, whether you are disabled, or whether you're just a mom that comes home with her arms full of like grocery bags and needs to pop open a door with her elbow because she can't really turn a doorknob. You know, there's tips like that that really make it so much easier for you to live comfortably in your house, regardless of age or physical condition. So I would start there as well. But make sure you work with people that are experienced in Universal Design. There are lots and lots of people out there. You just got to find them, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
All right. Next up, we've got Ron in South Dakota, who is dealing with a bee situation. What's going on with these busy bees?
I'm trying to repair my roof on a cinder block outbuilding, and these bumblebees are all around, and I'm having trouble. I'd like to not kill them, but I don't know. Can I do something to make them relocate?
Yeah, you can. I think what you're talking about are not bumblebees, but carpenter bees.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Memphis originally, and we had big bumblebees there, and one stung me last year, and it felt the same way.
Well, those are carpenter bees, and you know, they'll bite, but they're not as bad as getting stung by like a wasp or something like that. But what they do is they look for usually the soft trim, like around a porch or a fascia or a soffit, and they'll drill into that trim, usually from the edge grain, drill up, and then they'll turn 90 degrees and then kind of go with the grain, go in 2 or 3 inches and nest, and that's where they'll actually nest. So to get rid of them, a couple of things you can do. Of course, you can have a pest control pro come out, and they can put a powder insecticide in and around where those carpenter bees are, and that will take care of the problem. The second thing you can do is you can actually eliminate some of the wood and replace it with composite. So, for example, on my garage, I had pine fascia board behind the gutters. Started to get a big carpenter bee problem with them. So, and they actually had done quite a bit of damage because they didn't get to it for a while. So I pulled the pine fascia down and I replaced it with AZEK, A-Z-E-K, which is extruded PVC, looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't taste like wood to the carpenter bees. And so they left it alone after that because there was nothing left to eat. So I think you need to figure out where they're nesting. They're going to be drilling in somewhere. And the thing is, if you get close to where they're drilling, you can hear them. They make noise. They kind of make a grinding noise into your porch deck. Or
yeah, I think my wife heard
yeah,
that.
She probably did. So I think that you've got a carpenter bee problem, and you can either have them treated or get rid of some of the food source, one way or the other.
Okay. They're going in a small 1x3 opening in the cinder block. There's not that much wood right there, but I'm sure they're getting into the eave if you're...
Yeah, I think they may be going in and out of that, but there's probably some wood somewhere in that path that they're traveling, Ron, okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7. We are standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, improving your bathroom can be costly, but it doesn't have to be. We've got bathroom remodeling projects for under $100 when the Money Pit continues.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. 5 winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you for spending this part of your summer day tuned in to us. But, you know, you can listen to the Money Pit whenever it's convenient for you by subscribing to the Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And all you need to do to subscribe is to go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Scott in West Virginia is on the line with a kitchen faucet that's leaking. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a little problem in my kitchen. My wife is driving me crazy about it, and it's driving me crazy also.
Okay.
All right. What's going on?
Most of the time, you know, you have a drippy faucet in your kitchen or something like that. My problem is that it's leaking around the handles, the hot and cold. And I've never had that to happen before, and I'm like, okay, do I have to replace the whole thing, or is there a, like a kit that I can buy that, you know, to stop this mess?
What do you know what manufacturer of faucet you have?
You know, I knew you was going to ask me that, and I thought about looking, and I just didn't. And I believe it's Delta, but I'm not sure about that.
See, here's the thing. If you can identify the manufacturer, you can get a rebuild kit with new washers and so on for those faucets. But if you can't figure it out, do not ever use a generic, because if you use a generic, even though it looks perfectly, it doesn't fit. Now, that said, if it's an older faucet and you replace it now, the new faucets are going to have ceramic discs, ceramic disc valves, which the older they are, the tighter they get. So they really never leak. So the technology has gotten so much better now with the way faucets are made that you might want to consider just replacing it rather than trying to take it apart and, you know, put it back together and maybe they'll still leak.
Right. It's probably, I'd say, 10 or 12 years old, so.
Mm.
Yeah, it might be due for a new one. Hey, listen, we saw one not too long ago that actually is a touch motion activated that Moen makes it. It's called, I think it's called Motion Sense. And you wave your hand over the top of this thing and it comes on, or you bring a dish sort of up to it and automatically it comes on.
It's like,
it
has I'm washing a regular, your dish.
Or like a regular faucet, right? So like how many times you walk up to the faucet to like, you know, fill your cup, coffee cup up or rinse it out. I mean, you know, just by walking
right.
up to it,
like
it comes on.
Or like with your hands from like chicken breast, you know. It's
yeah.
Like,
sure.
You don't want to touch the faucet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I think it's called Motion Sense. It's by Moen.
Okay. That sounds worth looking into.
All right. Well, good luck, Scott.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for the info.
You're very welcome. And make your wife happy and replace it, will you?
Okay.
Pat in South Dakota is on the line and looking to replace some windows. Tell us about the project.
I am going to replace some windows in an old house, and I am wondering what type of window to go with, a wooden window, a vinyl, or a fiberglass.
In terms of energy saving?
That's right.
Okay, so the answer is it doesn't much matter because there's a lot more to determining what type of window is going to be energy efficient than just the material it's made out of.
I see.
There can be extremely energy efficient windows in all of those materials, but there are dozens of things that go into the energy efficiency of the window, not only what the frames are, but what the glass is made out of, what the weather stripping is made out of, what the frames are made out of, and so on. So what I would do is this, Pat. First of all, I would only shop for Energy Star qualified windows. Secondly, there's a label on the glass, and it's from the National Fenestration Rating Council, NFRC label. It's going to have a set of numbers on there. It's going to measure stuff like how much heat gets through the window and how much insulation the window has and so on. And look at the numbers on the NFRC label and use those to help compare brand to brand to brand. If you stick with a really good quality window like an Anderson, just as a new replacement window, for example, that just came out, their Model 400 series, you really can't go wrong. But the decision isn't just what's the window made out of, but it's the whole package that impacts the energy efficiency of your home.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, improving your bathroom is one of the best ways that you can add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those improvements have got to be costly, think again. There are plenty of ways to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank.
That's right. So start with one improvement that can actually save you some money on medical bills, safety grab bars. Add them around your tubs and toilets to keep people of any age from taking a spill. Now, you want to go with safety bars that are 1 1/4 to 1 1/2 inches in diameter. And if you're nervous that you think it's going to make the bedroom kind of look like a hospital, you can shop from a lot of different collections for a very customized look. There are many products out there that just look like beautiful towel bars, but they happen to be rated to hold 200 pounds or more.
Yeah, and they really do look nice, and you have to buy the right thing for that. You don't want to just try to use any anchor. It's not going to be the same thing. Now, you can also change out your bathroom's lighting, and lighting is key, especially in a powder room with no windows. So amp up your existing wattage if your fixtures allow for it, and replace older light fixtures with new ones, and you're going to have an all-around better look.
And finally, you can help your monthly budget and save some water with faucets and accessories that are marked with the Water Sense label. It's kind of like Energy Star, but but it's Energy Star for your plumbing system. They can save you about 500 gallons of water every year. And when you think about the fact that your shower accounts for usually about 20% of your household water use, you can see that a high-efficiency shower head can really pay off. And the cool thing is they're designed now so they do use less water, but they don't deliver less force, so they're still pretty invigorating.
Howard in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I built a cedar deck about 10 years ago, and I cleaned it and stained it about four or five years ago. And it needs to be stained again. And I'm just wondering, when I stained it the first time, I washed it. I didn't sand it. I just washed it really good with deck cleaner and stained it. Now, I'm wondering if I should wash it and sand it and stain it again, or if I should use a darker stain.
Well, you got 4 years out of it, correct?
Yes.
And that's generally, you know, with a good quality stain on a horizontal surface, you're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
As a duration. So at this point, you know, and was it a solid color stain or a sheer or semi-transparent, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I used a semi-transparent stain the first time.
Okay, so at this point, I don't think you need to sand it down. I would do the same thing. I would do a good deck cleaning, get off whatever is loose. You know, if there are some areas that are troublesome or it seems as if, you know, the stain is doing something tricky, you could strip it, but I don't think you really need to. And once you've prepped it properly, I would go with a solid color stain at this point because you're getting more graying, because, you know, you've done a semi-transparent before. And a solid color stain is going to give you, you know, a heavier pigmentation but still allow you to see the graining through to let, you know, the natural beauty of the wood show. But it's going to last you a little bit longer. You're looking at a 5 to 7 year duration if everything is prepped properly.
Okay, that's what I want.
All right, good luck with that project, Howard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Caitlin and I was on the line and need some help restoring an old bath. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. My husband and I moved into our 1917 farmhouse about a year ago, and our main bathroom only has a clawfoot tub, and we would like a shower in it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on restoring the clawfoot tub and installing a shower kit.
So you want to keep the tub, right? You don't want to put a separate shower. You just want to basically plumb up a shower head into that, correct?
Correct.
Since it's a clawfoot tub, if you disconnect the plumbing, then you can get that out of the house, because the best way to refinish that, resurface that, is to send it out to a company that does that. Because if you do it in the house itself, they can come in with acids and they can etch the old finish, and they can add a new finish, and then they can bring in heat lights and bake it on. But I've found that it doesn't work nearly as well as basically sending it out to a place that's set up to re-enamel a tub. And then you're going to have one that really lasts for the long haul. And after that, you know, installing a shower kit to that is pretty much a plumbing project. Lots of places like Restoration Hardware have kits where you can find them online, where you could basically plumb up the pipe that comes up and then arcs over for the shower head, and you need a nice circular shower curtain, a shower bar above it for a curtain. And, you know, all that's easy, but the hard part is getting the tub re-enameled.
Okay, and how costly is re-enameling a tub?
It's probably not as expensive as buying a new tub, and it's going to last indefinitely.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime right here at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, HomeAdvisor has local pros for every project. Download the HomeAdvisor app and get started today. Well, finishing an attic is a popular remodeling project that delivers great return on investment if you do it right. We're going to tell you how when the Money Pit continues.
Money Pit. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Patrick on the line who's got a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I had a question about a metal roof versus a shingle roof. Our roof is about 17 years old, and it's ready to change.
Now, is it ready to change because you don't like the way it looks, or is it failing in some way?
Oh, no. It's actually fine. The shingles are fine. But I was kind of wondering about the cost-benefit of spending twice as much for a metal roof versus a shingle roof for another, you know, how long should that metal roof last? What's the gauge of the metal? That kind of thing.
How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, that's important information. So if you put a metal roof on this house, I think it can last for all intents and purposes forever. The metal roofs of yesteryear, when they were properly maintained, would easily last 50 to 100 years. The metal roofs of today will do the same thing, and they can even do it more successfully because of some of the modern elements of technology that are added to it. For example, you are in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, Port Charlotte.
You know, the one nice thing is that metal roofs have reflective paint. It's like a low E paint, and they actually reflect some of that radiant heat back off of the roof. So instead of having a roof that's like a heat collector, you're going to have a roof that's a heat reflector. So there's also an energy efficiency element to it as well. But I think that metal roofs, you know, last literally indefinitely as long as they're properly maintained. They don't need a lot of maintenance. Of course, if there's a storm and that sort of thing, they stand up a lot better. They don't fly off like shingles do. And even though it's twice as expensive, it will probably be the last roof you'll ever have to put on that house.
If I do this $11,000 roof, will I report that to my homeowner's insurance, and will I get a benefit from that or no?
That's a good question for your broker. Certainly, a metal roof is more fire resistant. I also would look into any energy efficiency rebates because since it's a low E roof coating, you may actually qualify for an energy rebate. So I would look into that as well.
And how would I look into that?
You know, a good source is the Metal Roofing Alliance. That's a trade association for the metal roof industry. Go to metalroofing.com. And, in fact, they have a section on their website about tax incentives. So they are available for metal roofs.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're dreaming of the top floor of your home becoming a serene master suite, maybe a quiet home office or a getaway for the kids, an unfinished attic can become any of those things, but not before you have the info that you need to make it happen.
Yep, it's a great space to tap into when you're looking to spread out. But the first place to start your planning is with the local building code, because codes can vary by municipality, by county, by state, but most regulations require at least half of a finished attic should be at least 7 feet high, and that area has to be a minimum of 7 feet wide and 70 square feet. Now, there's actually a rule for this. It's called the rule of sevens. It's got to be 7 feet high, 7 feet wide, and include at least 70 square feet. And a contractor or local building official can help you make sure the rule is applied correctly to your space, and whether if it doesn't fit, you can make a modification like a dormer to resolve the height issues. And that means that you might only be able to use part of the space, but if that's the case, you're better off finding out now than when you're deep into the project.
Next, you're going to have to check out the structure of the attic space itself. Now, a finished attic is going to weigh a lot more than just boxes of your off-season clothing, so hire an engineer to inspect your house's foundation and the framing to make sure that it can carry the extra load. I mean, at a minimum, you might have to strengthen the attic's floor joists, which are often too shallow or maybe even spaced too far apart to actually be a finished space, so you might have to modify some things. All right. Next, you're going to have to figure out how do you get to the attic. I mean, you're not going to be able to drag out a ladder and crawl up through that attic hatch anymore or bring a bed up there. So you've got to figure out a better way to get up to the attic space. Now, codes are going to vary, but most will require a full-size staircase. Now, if you're building a staircase from scratch, you want to consider a switchback layout where the stair is split in sort of two halves with a landing. Now, it's going to need more room than a straight run of stairs, but the footprint itself is often going to fit into spaces where a straight run just really can't go. You just have to make sure the landing is large enough to maneuver furniture upstairs. And for fire safety, you have to have two ways out, a second staircase, for example, or a window. And I know some places even require sprinklers.
And finally, you can't forget to look carefully at the insulation and ventilation issues of a finished attic because heat rises, and this is your chance to stop it. So if you have existing insulation, by the way, in what will now become the attic floor, I'd leave it. I think there's no reason to take it out. That's only going to help preserve some heat that forms from below. But you'll need to add additional insulation to the roof structure if it's going to be a finished space up there. And the best way to do that, in my view, would be to use spray foam insulation because it can go on in a thinner layer and give you better power, better insulative power, and that's going to be a lot easier than having to create a deeper sort of rafter bay to fill with fiberglass insulation because you need also space for ventilation. If you use foam insulation, you don't have to worry about ventilation. It doesn't require that, but if you use fiberglass, you do. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of moisture build up in there, and that's going to lead to potentially rotting out the roof sheathing, which is not good. Just take our word for it.
All right, now we've got William from Texas on the line. William, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
Well, my daughter bought a house, and the person that she bought the house from smoked cigarettes. And the house, when you walked, as soon as you walked in the door, the cigarette smell hit you. And it was basically throughout the house. And we're in the process of trying to figure out how we're going to get all that smell out, short of ripping the walls out.
Does the house have carpet? Then it's probably got to go. I mean, you can try steam cleaning it, but it gets into the padding and everything else. The least you have to do is steam clean it. But what you want to do on the walls is you want to paint the walls with a really good primer. And so an oil-based primer or an alkali-based primer will seal in that odor. Clean the walls well. Use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, to wash them down, and then prime the walls. If you don't prime the walls, the odor will basically permeate right through the new paint. But if you clean them and you prime them well, that will go a long way towards getting rid of a lot of that odor. That plus removing the carpet or at least steam cleaning the carpet are the two most important things to do.
Yeah, and you know what? If you do end up removing the carpet, make sure they remove the padding as well. And if it's a wood subfloor, you want to paint it again with that same, you know, odor-blocking primer because that will do a lot to help with that as well. And I don't know if you've held on to any of the draperies or any other soft goods from the previous owners. Just get rid of them or really have them cleaned well.
Okay. That will work. I appreciate your answer.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You can join in here as well. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, entryways like a mudroom and foyer are used by every single member of the family, not to mention your house guests. We're going to share some cool organization ideas for getting all of those shoes, umbrellas, jackets, backpacks, whatever else ends up over there off the floor and maybe to an actual spot. So stick around.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products. Shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And did you know that you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast? This way you can listen to the show whenever it's convenient. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast. And you can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. If you want to find the best app for your particular situation, just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got calling in from Money Pit territory. We've got Diane from New Jersey who's got a question for heating up a home. Diane, how can we help you?
Yes, and thank you. I love your show, and I think I realize most people, when they call their house a money pit, even though that's a bad word.
Well, for us, Diane, it's a term of endearment. You know, we love our homes, even though they can be money pits, and we're here to kind of help take the pain away. So how can we help you with your house? What's going on?
Well, my mom is 89 years old. And every year she's cold, and she doesn't want to put on the heater because it'll take too much money. So I got determined, and last winter I insulated. Oh, it's a split-level home, so I insulated the basement, and I painted the walls, the cement walls, and yet she's still cold. So I'm wondering, what is it?
Well, how much insulation do you have in the attic of Mom's house?
There is a plank where you walk. And on either side of the plank, it is insulated. It was done by a modular home company, so maybe it's not the best.
Because here's the thing: if you're going to pick one space in a house to insulate, you need to pick the attic.
Oh.
Because heat rises, and that's where you get most of your heat loss.
Okay.
So I would take a look at that attic, and in New Jersey, you need to have 15 to 20 inches easy of insulation, of fiberglass insulation. So most homes need additional insulation, and you can add that by adding unfaced fiberglass bats, not with the paper or the foil type of face, but just plain old raw fiberglass bats, and you lay them perpendicular to the insulation you have right now. And that's the single most effective way to reduce your heating costs and improve your comfort.
All right.
Okay. Good luck, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, entryways like mudrooms and foyers are used pretty much by every member of the family as well as your guests, and it's a big job for a small space, which is why most of them become a really big mess. Right, Leslie?
I mean, they get messy super fast. I can't even believe how one second they can be organized, and the next second it's just like a whirlwind went through there and everything's all over. So think about having the right organization products, and those can really help you to keep that space more tidy. For starters, you've got to look up. There's a lot of extra space that you've been looking for, and it's on your walls. Now, wall hooks are great for getting coats and purses off of the ground, and shelves higher up on the walls you can use to store some off-season stuff, or maybe even like a little basket of just the correct seasonal items. This way, at least they're there but out of sight.
Well, that's right, but hooks don't work for junk mail and for sunglasses, which is where cubbies come in. You know, I think cubbies are just one of the best storage options ever. You can have one for every family member. You'll not only get all those odds and ends out of sight, you'll know who it belongs to as well. And the kids seem to take well to that because in a lot of schools, that's how they store their stuff when they go into the classroom, in cubbies.
Yeah, it's familiar, and they'll know to put stuff in there. Now, I think one of the biggest headaches of a mudroom is stuff that you drag in on your feet. Mud, dirt, rain, you know, foliage from outside, all of that stuff comes in with you on your shoes, and you should always take off your shoes the second you walk in the door. I mean, I think we've all learned this with COVID. You can bring in so much dirt and bacteria, so just get those shoes off immediately, and then you can have a rack there that might let you hang those shoes upside down to dry. That'll keep the mud and the water off your floor. Plus, you can also spray them with a disinfectant just to make sure you're not getting any extra yuck in the house.
Yeah, or you could just have a bench with built-in shoe storage. They'll keep all those shoes totally out of sight and give you a place to sit down while you are changing them on and off.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Hey, are you thinking about upgrading your laundry room? Well, we're going to share some tips on floors that can handle that extra moisture, plus a trick to stop washing machines that vibrate after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented to you by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, but also post your questions at moneypit.com, which is exactly what Rachel did. Rachel says, we're remodeling our laundry room, which is also our guest half bath. The laminate wood flooring, is laminate wood flooring safe under a washing machine, or is ceramic tile better? Expense is an issue. First off, Rachel, laminate wood flooring, I just want to clarify that there is laminate floor, which is not wood. It's actually made of laminate, plastic, and it has a core that's moisture-proof or moisture-resistant, I should say, the laminates it adhered to. And then, of course, there's wood flooring, and then there's engineered floor. So I'm not quite sure what kind of flooring you have. But if it's laminate, that would be the most cost-effective way to go. And in terms of being under a washing machine, yeah, it should absolutely be a good choice for a laundry or a bath. And it can even be installed on top of old ceramic tile floor if that's already done. Just make sure that you do install an overflow pan under the washing machine to protect the floor from floods. This way, if the washer were to leak, it doesn't become like a giant hassle.
All right. Next up, I think we're continuing the laundry question posts here. Andrew writes, the manual for my high-efficiency washer says that I need to reinforce the floor. What does that mean? Is it a new subfloor? And how big of a job is this?
You know, I've heard this before, Andrew, and it really does puzzle me. I mean, I can't imagine any appliance manufacturer, you know, trying to encourage its customers to reinforce the structure to hold something that's so common as a washing machine. Now, I will say that the difference between an old washing machine and a high-efficiency machine is that they spin a lot faster. And what happens is the balance becomes a big issue. It's always been important to have a washing machine be level. When it's high efficiency, if you don't have it perfectly level, it will vibrate. And if it vibrates, it will walk. It will wobble. It will come will sort of set on its own path across your floor. So if you're having any issues with that, there's a really easy thing that you can add. And it's simply called an anti-vibration pad or an anti-vibration block. They come in sets of four. They have a little recessed area for sort of the foot of the washing machine. And you get it as level as you can. Then you slip one of these little blocks underneath each one of those feet of the washer, and it helps to absorb any vibration in the machine. And I've seen it kind of completely eliminate the walking situation, even in a situation where you have like an old house and the floors are like really out of whack, so it's kind of hard to get them to be exactly level no matter what you do. But these anti-vibration pads work really, really well. I actually, when I took my full-size washing machine and dryer and decided to stack them, so now I've had to lift the full-size dryer on top of the washer to save space, I went ahead and put those anti-vibration pads under it, even though I didn't have to, and it actually made it quieter, too.
I'm sure. You'll
get it, like wobbling and banging, you know, and rattling when the machine is spinning. So I highly recommend them. Not very expensive, I think like $15-$20. So definitely worth doing, as is the expense of making sure you have a good quality overflow pan to protect yourself from any leaks.
Good luck with all of those projects, Andrew and Rachel. Hopefully you guys will have some nice, fancy new laundry rooms happening super fast.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your summer day with us. We hope that we've given you some tips, some ideas to help fuel your next home improvement project. If you've got questions, you'd like to talk through a task to get done around your Money Pit, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died this evening after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71 years old. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. The president recently visited his brother in a New York City hospital Friday after White House officials said that the younger Trump had become seriously ill. The youngest of the siblings, Mr. Robert Trump, had filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. Officials did not immediately release a cause of death. President Trump says mail-in ballots would be a catastrophe.
Look at what's happening all over the country where you have universal mail-in.
So what are you doing?
Wait a minute. The ballots are lost. There's fraud. There's theft. It's happening all over the place. Now, we're going to do it with this whole vast big section of the country. Crazy.
Mr. Trump said he is in favor of absentee voting. In fact, reminded reporters during a news conference Saturday afternoon at his Bedminster, New Jersey club that he himself, is an absentee voter. He said that works because ballots are requested by individual voters and they're not mass mailed where they can pile up, be stolen, or lost. Gun rights owners cheering a federal court decision on a California magazine ban.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has thrown out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, ruling that the law violates the constitutional right to bear firearms. Governor Gavin Newsom championed the magazine ban when he was lieutenant governor, but appellate judge Kenneth Lee wrote even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster. California's Attorney General Javier Becerra said he's reviewing the decision. I'm Jennifer King.
Check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The NASCAR Cup Series takes place at Daytona International Speedway Sunday afternoon. Kevin Harvick, with 5 wins this year, says he's pretty pleased with his season so far.
As you get to the end of the season, you can kind of sit back and really look back on the things that have happened, and that's the same thing that we'll do this year. But it's been a great year. You know, can't argue with that.
Harvick will lead the field to the green flag for this week's race at Daytona. Denny Hamlin will join him on the front row, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano. Meanwhile, in the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, Austin Cindric wins at the road course at Daytona. It was his 5th victory in the last 6 events. It was his 2nd win in 2 weeks on a road course. He also won at Road America in Wisconsin last week. Austin Dillon's going to sit this week out. He tested positive for COVID-19. He's in self-quarantine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed his Democratic challenger Amy McGrath's new ad against him as a racist attack against his wife.
In a campaign ad, McGrath claims that trade deals brokered by McConnell, quote, made China richer, their military stronger, they're spying on us, and they didn't stop the coronavirus. Oh, and Mitchell made millions from China, McGrath's ad continued. The Kentucky Republicans' rebuttal ad claimed that nobody is tougher on China than he is. And the ad was actually a racist attack on Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. Patrick Frost reporting.
The federal watchdog for Postal Service opened an inquiry into operational changes at the agency that have delayed mail deliveries across the country after several Democrats sent a letter requesting a review. The mail service and its role in the upcoming elections have sparked widespread concern, and Postal Service warning that it can't guarantee that the ballots will get to be counted in time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your DIY projects or projects that maybe you'd like to get done and are going to hire a pro to get done with. The first thing to do is to call us and we will help you get started on the right foot. Whatever you need to do to make your house the best it can possibly be, to make your home the best house ever, we are here to help you, to guide you, to coach you, to inspire you, and help you save some hassles along the way. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're a DIYer, here is a common problem. You find yourself sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint.
right? I mean, from all the projects that you tackled, well, if that's you, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. We've got some tips on how you can put all that leftover paint to good use to give your house some extra appeal and have a bit of fun in the process.
And also ahead, would you believe that nearly a quarter of all residential break-ins happen through a first floor window? We're going to tell you how you can keep your home safe from burglaries.
And stone countertops are very popular and very expensive, but we're going to share a trick of the trade about how you can have a granite counter makeover without spending a lot of money.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. What are your reno plans for the rest of the summer? Or maybe you've got some big ideas for the fall, or you're looking to just update some things so that you're ready to stay home in the winter season. Whatever it is, give us a call. We can help. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
Laura in South Carolina is just not enjoying the taste of a popcorn ceiling. Tell us what's going on over there.
Well, a tree fell on the roof of our house,
yep,
which caused the ceiling to crack in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten the roof fixed and all this things fixed and everything. And so we redid the drywall and the plaster in the ceiling. But we can't match the popcorn so that you can tell or not tell that there's been damage. And we don't know what to do.
How have you tried to patch it?
Well, we patched it first. We removed the section that had actually come through the ceiling,
yep,
and put the new ceiling up. And
yeah,
then we plastered over the crack because there was like two cracks where the edge of, the width of the tree was,
right,
all the way to the middle of the ceiling. And so we plaster that, and then we try to use that popcorn texture that you get at, like, Lowe's or Home Depot.
In the spray can?
We tried the spray, but that was so, so messy. And then we got the can of it, the little container of it, where you use,
right,
the putty knife or the paintbrush, and try to put that up, but it does not. It looks horrible. It looks like watery dripping, mm, or, like, big drip mark.
Right.
And it just does not match at all. We don't know what to do.
So, did you file an insurance claim for this act of God?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't actually an act of God. It was a dead tree from the neighbor's house.
Okay. Well, but it's covered by insurance, right?
Yeah, the insurance took care of it.
So why didn't they go all the way and just restore the ceiling? This was something that is covered by insurance, and you had a popcorn ceiling, and you deserve to have that ceiling restored. Why didn't they just pay for a painter to come in with the popcorn ceiling machine and, just respray the whole thing?
Well, it was kind of a mistake on our part because there was a gentleman that lives in the neighborhood who's a contractor,
uh-huh,
that we got. And then he finished the outside and most of the inside, but didn't finish that part.
All right. Well, live and learn. I mean, you probably can go back to them. But look, are you really in love with the popcorn ceiling? Because most people are not. I mean, most of the calls we get about popcorn ceiling is how to get rid of it. So the other option here
exactly
is just to get rid of what's there and match it all. And you can do that. It's not really that hard to do. You dampen the ceiling with, you can use like a pump-up sprayer to put a little bit of a water spray on it. Not terrible, not a lot, but just enough to dampen it. And then you can scrape away the popcorn with a putty knife or with a drywall knife, like a spackling blade.
Right.
And you get that off the whole ceiling that way. And then you prime the whole thing, and then you paint it with a flat paint because it won't reflect light when it strikes across the flat paint, and that usually blends in quite nicely. So if you're not satisfied with the patching, because it sounds like you're using the right products, and if it's not looking right to you and you can't have the entire ceiling restored, then why not get rid of the popcorn that remains and just go with a popcorn free ceiling?
Yeah, that might be the best bet. I didn't know how hard it would be to remove that ceiling, so we didn't want to start something that we didn't know.
That's not easy, but it's not terrible easy either. So that's I think that's your best approach.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be our only option at this point. All right, well, thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974. I don't know if Laura did this, but if you do have something that you can file with your insurance company for protection and for coverage on, I should say, you really want to get
a public adjuster in at the get-go, because public adjusters work for you, not the insurance company. They work on a percentage of the claim. They're always going to find more than the insurance company adjuster does. And this is a perfect example of the kind of thing they would not miss. You know, they wouldn't put in for the popcorn ceiling to be patched. They would include a big budget number for the entire thing to be restored, completely replaced. And if you do that at the get-go of a project like this, it's going to come out better. And the other lesson, I guess, Laura learned is never hire the nice man that lives around the corner to do your project when, you know, get enough money for it and have a professional do it. It's not a part-time job.
No, and it can never end well when utilizing a neighbor's help.
Exactly.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, if you are sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint from projects going by, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. With a bit of imagination, you can put all that leftover paint to good use. We'll have tips next.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast, which has been ranked by Chartable as Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all times. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, and more. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We'll hook you up with the best platform, and you will get two fresh episodes of the Money Pit every single week.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas, where David's got a question. How can we help you today?
I had a remodel done, and we installed a vent fan over the range.
Okay.
And when we get a high north wind in the wintertime, it seems like we get a lot of back feeding of cold air coming in that vent. I didn't know, is there any way to stop that?
So the vent fan has an exhaust port on the outside wall, correct?
Correct. And the door seems to be working fine, so. Mm-hmm.
And is there a gasket around that door?
Yes, I think there is.
When you look at that door, do you happen to note whether or not it's evenly striking all the way around? In other words, if it's a little twisted, because it's metal, sheet metal, and sometimes when they're trying to get that all in there, sometimes if it gets cocked a little bit and it's twisted, it may not be closing completely all the way around. Have you taken a look at that level of detail?
Yeah, it looks pretty good that way. It's just when you get the high wind, it seems to sit there and chatter back and forth a little bit. Mm-hmm. That seems to be what in the area.
Okay. Yeah, so it's depressurizing, basically. Huh, interesting. The other thing is, around the outside of that, where it comes through the wall, do you know if they've sealed that when it was put in? It usually comes through the wall, and there's usually some sort of frame around it and flashing, and you may be able to take off that outside housing and then seal it better than it was originally, and that could help a little bit. But if the door is chattering, then it seems like the spring may not be tight enough. And I'm not sure that anything that we could suggest is going to change that. I can't imagine a way to kind of correct that if that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we've had the similar problems on the dryer vent and the bathroom exhaust, and we put a dampener in, but this doesn't have a long enough run to put a dampener in the line there. So.
Yeah. Well, and of course, if you put a damper in, you're restricting its efficiency as well.
Right.
So that's another issue. You know, another thing that you could do is if you put another, I'm going to call it a cage, but it's kind of like a metal box that's made out of perforated steel, and it's very perforated. It's not enclosed at all, right? But if you were to surround that exhaust port with a second sort of frame around it and had that sort of fenced in area, then that might be enough to interrupt the flow of the air, and that's depressurizing that spot and stop it from sort of chattering and coming up as much. And you certainly could attach it temporarily and see if it works.
Okay. Just something to break the wind.
Yeah, some way to break the wind out. Exactly. Yep, exactly. Thanks for calling us, David. I hope that helps you out, and let us know how you make out.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Well, if you happen to be sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint from projects gone by, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. Now, with a little imagination, you can put all that leftover paint to good use. So we've got five ideas here to help you get going. First of all, look at your kitchen. I mean, you probably have a lot of canisters, things that hold spices, or maybe large things for cereal, or things to put utensils in, and maybe they're kind of plain. Why not paint those with some of that leftover paint? Or if you've got an old pot or pan that's kind of like a cute shape or has some interesting character to it that you're not using anymore, you can paint that too and use it for wall decor. And this kind of gives you a great way to bring the colors from the rest of the house into that kitchen space. Now, you can also do the same with planters and flower pots. I mean, they really do look so much more cheerful with a coating of color. And you can paint them one solid hue, or you can make patterns on them. I mean, you can even go ahead and put a glossy top coat on them if the paint is like an eggshell or something that's not so shiny, and that'll really look great on a planter.
Now, the next thing that you might want to think about is if you are looking at some old dressers or old furniture that are a bit tired looking, you can spice those up with paint. If you want, you could even use different colors for different parts and add some visual interest. Like an old stool or a table or a cabinet, could also use a makeover too. If you've got some of that old stuff and you want to do some green redecorating, you want to reuse, you want to update, you want to restore some of those old pieces that you're not using anymore, it's even combine them with the old paint you're not using anymore, and you'll have a whole new piece of furniture. And speaking of adding some decor, you can add some pizzazz to painted walls with a patterned border. This is a pretty straightforward thing to do. You can find a nice-looking pretty stamp or an old sponge, cut it into the shape of your choosing, and then do a nice custom handcrafted design by stamping that paint around the border of your home. And then finally, accentuate the positive. You can express your home's individuality by adding an accent color. You can do this to a door, to a doorway, or to an entire wall. Don't have enough paint for the whole room? Just paint one wall. Could be a real standout piece. The unexpected color will make your interior something very, very special.
Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's but it's very shallow, okay, almost no attic, you know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof, you know, like a Lifetime roof. And I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof that's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If, you know, if you, your options, therefore, are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much. And you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a cement guy, and he's going to do the stamp cement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My question was, I was wondering what the conditions have to be outside, because this has been since May that he tore my old deck out that was made of wood.
Right.
Okay? And he cleaned that all up, but he hasn't been back since.
Yeah, okay.
So that I know with COVID and maybe his workers, I think a lot of them went on unemployment, so he's having a hard time getting them off of unemployment to come back to work.
Yep, yep.
I just didn't know, like, recourses for people that have put money down, are waiting. And then also, what are the conditions? Is he feeding me a line that he can't get there because if it's too hot, if it's too wet, I don't know
No. I think that I don't think there's any reason you can't do any kind of concrete project or finishing project in the spring or summer. I mean, there's ways to do it. Do it early in the morning if he's worried about that. In terms of, you know, the COVID risk, it's outside. So they're not even going to be in your house. So I don't think that's an issue. I think this is a labor issue. And he's got a responsibility to kind of put up or shut up. He's either got to do the job or he's got to give you your money back. And
okay,
you're going to take it from there.
My next step, should that be calling the Better Business Bureau?
They have no power to force him to do anything.
Okay.
If he took money for you from you, how much of the job did you pay
pass.
For? How much?
Okay,
how much?
Passed down $4,300.
Oh boy! And all he did was tear it out.
All he did was tear out the wood deck.
Yeah,
it was a larger deck, but still.
Okay, I'll give you a little trick of the trade, and I'm not giving you legal advice, and you probably should talk to a lawyer before doing this, but I know it works, and I've done it myself. You can file a theft complaint with the local police department, and if they'll notify him of the theft complaint, he'll have to go to court to defend himself as a thief, and you'll find that once this goes from civil to criminal, that these guys become a lot more cooperative about giving you your money back.
Okay, and is that what I want, or will that scare them to get there to actually do the job?
I think you've got to give them the ultimatum, you know, that he either has to do this, or he has to give you your money back. And if he doesn't respond, then I think you're within your rights, I would think, to go to the next step. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you, but I hope that gives you some direction.
Okay. Appreciate your call back. Thanks.
Glenn in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a Gen Air natural gas range, and when you turn the temperature to 350 to preheat it, it takes between 25 and 30 minutes to come up to temperature. The manual with the stove said, it should only take about 10 minutes. So
yeah.
I was wondering if you had any ideas.
I wonder if there's an obstruction in the line.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about the valve. It sounds like it's a problem with, with the control system. So that could be electronics, or it could be the valve, or it could be a maintenance issue. I think it's definitely something you need to get addressed, because it could potentially be unsafe. There's no way it should be taking 30 minutes for that to happen. Is this a self-cleaning range?
Yes. It's not the type that's got the lock, though. You know, and we don't use that feature. We just clean it by hand. But it does have that feature, but we don't use it.
I'm hesitating on this. I mean, one way to look at this is you could run the self-cleaning cycle and see if it cleared it. But then again, if there's something wrong with the valve, I wouldn't want you to run the self-cleaning cycle. So I think the best thing to do is to have it serviced by a professional that is familiar with that brand and can access those parts, because it's clearly not right.
Yeah, I agree.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
We love answering your questions and helping you guys out with whatever it is you're working on. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
And just ahead, whether you're taking a staycation this summer or heading out for a weekend or more, it's important to make sure your home is secure. We'll have three easy tips to do that next. 888-MONEYPIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime. We're standing by here at Team Money Pit. And as you know, we're presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check all of those project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree, and the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down in the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants. And I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, Imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was in fact in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Well, about 2 million residential burglaries are reported every year, so we thought we'd share three easy tips to help keep your home safe and secure. First off, thieves get into houses about a quarter of the time by using the first floor window. You think that...
I mean, that seems so obvious.
People would remember to lock them. Apparently, they don't in huge numbers, and you can help prevent break-ins by keeping the windows locked and by keeping bushes and shrubs near those windows trimmed back so you avoid hiding spots. Because remember, burglars are sneaky thieves. If they can't be sneaky, they're going to leave your house alone.
That's
pretty
true.
Much.
Now, you also need to make sure that you're closing and locking the windows, even when you're out for just the day. I know this one sounds like a no-brainer, but you would really be surprised at how easily a thief can find an open window. And a lot of the times, those windows are open or unlocked on the first floor.
And finally, now is a really good time to have a home security system, because there are many smart home systems on the market that are very inexpensive, take very little time to install, and some even have options for professional monitoring. If you want to go that way, at as little as about $15 a month. So remember, keep those bushes trimmed back, keep those windows locked, and get a simple security system. And don't be part of that 25% of people that get busted into every year because they don't do one of those three things.
All right, now we're going to tackle a question about roofing shingles. Brian, how can we help you?
Well, we're building a new house, and we have the spray foam insulation where the house is encapsulated.
Yep.
And I had a friend that told me in their house on the north side in the wintertime that the shingles will buckle. So I didn't know anything about that and didn't know how to find out whether or not that was
true. Are you, why are you asking? Are you, if you have an existing house with a roof, are you thinking about changing the roof?
Well, we're not thinking about changing, but we're in the middle of building. We're not in the house.
Oh, you're in the middle of building.
And if there's
good.
Problem with it, then would want the builder to correct it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any problem with it whatsoever. I mean, I think you made their best choice. I personally have a spray foam underside of my roof sheathing, and I got to tell you, it's definitely the most efficient way to go. We've seen dramatic decreases in our energy costs since we went that way. So I think you're making a really good choice. I've never heard of it having any kind of negative effect on the roofing shingles whatsoever.
Well, I appreciate it, because my friend told me the shingles had to be rated for that, but I couldn't find any information.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I don't think that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, stone countertops are both popular and expensive, which generally goes hand in hand. You like something, so it's costly. But we've got a trick of the trade to share how you can get a granite counter makeover without spending a lot next.
You live in a Money Pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember,
To find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast, and we would love to have you join the broadcast. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT at any time of the day or night.
Now we've got Daryl on the line who's got a question about a leak in a crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, got a house that has a crawl space. It's got a cement floor in it, and it gets water in the crawl space, and I've been trying to figure out how it's getting in there. I've noticed that the vents around the foundation are not very high off of the ground, and I'm wondering if maybe that's how it's getting in there, and if I could put some window wells around those windows. I mean, they're only about, these vents are only like 12 inches by probably 8 inches. And the window wells I've seen are, for, you know, much larger.
That's not the issue, Daryl. Let me ask you this. When does the leaking seem to be worse? Is it consistent with, like, heavy rains and snow melt and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, probably. But I really, it's hard to say because it's not that easy to access. And I just know that, like, when I have a long dry spell, it does seem to dry up.
So when you have leaks in a crawl space or in even a basement that's consistent with precipitation, it's always caused by drainage issues at the foundation perimeter. So by drainage issues, we're talking about the gutters, if the gutters are clogged, if there's not enough gutters, if there's not enough downspouts, if the downspouts aren't discharging well enough away from the foundation, you need to go out about 4 to 6 feet if you're dealing with a water infiltration issue. And aside from the gutters, the grading, the soil around the outside has to slope away. And so what I would do in your case is I would take a really careful look at the gutters, because I got to tell you, most of the time, that's going to solve it. If you make sure the gutters are collecting water and discharging them far away from the foundation, that's going to solve it. The way the water gets in is because when the soil at the foundation perimeter gets saturated, the foundation, being a concrete masonry structure, is very hydroscopic. So literally it soaks up moisture like a sponge. And that water can show up coming right through the floor. I've seen it come up like a little geyser in the middle of the floor. But it will come through that concrete cover on the floor of your crawl space. So you need to deal with the drainage issues first. I think that will solve it for you, Daryl. And by the way, on our website, there is a great article right on the homepage about how to solve wet basement and crawl space flooding issues. It's one of the most popular articles on the site. It'll walk you through the step-by-step, tell you exactly what you need to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you love beautiful stone countertops, the Granitops are especially popular. But there is a way, though, to get them in your kitchen for a lot less than just going with a full top. And the tip is this. You can use smaller sections of stone. The same granite that's used for the tops are sold in square pieces. And if you take them and you stack them up side by side and then fill the joints with grout, you're going to have a beautiful and very unique countertop that is going to be a lot less expensive and easier to install, and it's going to provide an equally attractive look at a very small fraction of the price of solid stone surfaces.
Yeah, now, you know, there are also a couple of other options for a granite look. You can find great designs in a laminate countertop that do look a lot like granite, and today's laminates come in a ton of colors, like thousands, and many of those options can look exactly like a granite or a marble or any of the other solid surface options for a countertop. So take a look, because the patterns are much more believable, I promise.
And for an even less expensive solution, there's a product now that's made of stone that you can just roll on to an existing countertop. It's called Spread Stone, and it comes as a countertop kit. And all you do is that. You roll it on. It's fast and it's easy. You can get it done in about a weekend, and it can be applied to an existing countertop or one that's made of plywood or particle board or concrete or even tile. You can turn them all into durable, stain-resistant surfaces for a lot less than the cost of a new stone top. It's a product that's made by Daich Coatings, and that is their website, daichcoatings.com.
Now we've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line, who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had a I keep wanting to say double barrel. But, you know, I always washed in one side, and I rinsed in the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink,
mm-hmm.
but they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the, you know, the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
Nope, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair or home improvement question. We want you to get whatever summer projects you've still got on your to-do list done and help you start thinking about for those projects that will come along once it gets a bit colder out, which I hate to tell you is probably not that far
off. It's coming.
No. But you know what? The fall is lovely. It's going to be great. Really. I promise. Up next, guys, there's a popular household cleaner that's sending thousands of kids to hospitals and for people calling poison control. We're going to tell you what that is after this.
Live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project.
Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Remember, you can always post your question at themoneypit.com or on the Money Pit's Facebook page. Now, Laura writes, we brought a propane grill last year before selling our home and only used it once. When we moved into our new home, we found a natural gas line available for the grill. Is there a way to get this propane grill to work with natural gas?
Interesting. You know, you can't use natural gas in a propane grill. The size of the burner is different and the flow of the gas is different, but considering its age and the cost and hassle of converting it, I think you're probably best to chuck this one up or sell it and go ahead and buy a new natural gas grill, because by the time you get done ordering new burners and new valves and stuff, you could probably pay for the new one, and it would be a bit of a loss, I think, when you're all said and done. So I would just sell the old one, or the old one that's not that old, a year old, right? Sell that and go ahead and put that money towards a new natural gas grill. And the great thing about that is you don't have to replace those propane tanks, which is getting harder and harder to do.
Now, Tom, I don't think I've ever seen a natural gas grill like at the home center. Are they special order? I mean, maybe just because I've never looked for one.
You probably won't find them in the aisle of a home center, but I know that the gas companies always sell them, and you probably have to special order one because, you know, they're not as common as propane grills.
All right, good to know. Enjoy your new grill, Laura.
Well, I'm sure you know better than to leave medicine in reach of kids, but what about basic household cleaners? Some can be just as toxic. So one of the ones that is a big concern right now are these laundry packets. Leslie's going to explain why in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know what? Those liquid laundry packets, they really do make life a lot easier, and I actually just started using them at home myself, but they can complicate things as well because they're small and they're colorful and they look like these squeezy, fun little packets of goodness, and maybe you think they're candy. I mean, they really do make them look kind of fun, and maybe you want to eat them, and in fact, they've prompted more than 32,000 calls to poison control centers, and that number is so high because they do look fun and they do look edible, which they are not. Now, it's not just a matter of keeping these laundry packets out of your kids' mouths. They shouldn't even be handled by the little ones because what they're made out of, once they get wet or even slightly damp, they start to break down. So they'll start releasing toxic chemicals. And those, if they get on your kids' hands, they can linger and then make their way into your child's mouth or their eyes. And this can happen even hours later. Now, laundry packets really aren't the only danger to kids. You should never store toxins in containers for juice or milk unless you have clearly labeled them that it is not juice or milk and it is actually a toxic cleaner of some sorts, because the bottle looks fun and inviting and some of these cleansers actually look like fruit juices. So you have to be careful. You need to keep these cleaners, you know, in places no different than you would put medicine. Make sure the kids can't get to them. Put locks on the cabinets. And, you know, speaking of medicines, if you've got older kids in the house, you want to make sure that any of your medications that you have, you lock them up in a medicine chest and make sure you dispose of those medicines that you no longer need or use or are expired. Do so quickly and don't just dispose of them in your garbage or down the toilet because they get into the water supply system. Make sure you contact your local pharmacy. They'll tell you where you can deposit these medicines that are no longer needed so they can be disposed of safely. But you got to keep your kids safe because so many things are just so easy for these little curious hands and minds to get around, and you want to make that opportunity not so available.
Good point. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether it's around your sink or between a tub or tile or surround or covering the joints of your shower wall, that nasty worn caulk has got to go. We've got the DIY tips on how to get this job done the easy way on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.